Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom. I wanted to thank some of our patrons before we started the episode. Rebel Ray, Richard Kreutz Landry, and Roseanne White are just a few of the patrons who help make this show a reality. If you want to join them and help us out, then head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. We got some great perks for you. Now, on with the show.
We had planned to leave in the early morning. It was essential to study the dome for as long as possible to gather the most data. Unfortunately, Richard had insisted upon his joining our group.
Oi, Jeffrey! You guys heading off soon?
Yes. We are waiting for Richard to be ready.
He likes to take his time, doesn't he?
He does indeed. Has Nora shown any signs of that thing humans have? Consciousness, yet?
No.
It has been several days, has it not?
You know it has.
Sorry, I am merely gauging your emotional reaction.
Yeah, well, don't.
Apologies. I am concerned for your well-being.
Why me? Nora's the one that's hurt.
Because I am aware that you are dealing with the emotional fallout of this incident.
I'm fine.
I am unsure of this.
Just get moving.
The Orphans, Episode 5, Into the Dark.
We passed the area where the ship used to be. There were huge, dark gashes in the ground. Jeffrey and Baz wouldn't stop hypothesizing about where it could have gone. Another hour passed and they were still going on about the plan, about how we were only here to observe. That's Baz's problem. He won't take any risks.
We have to stick to observation only today. Any more and we risk being exposed. Maybe we can get some clues about what is going on in there.
And what if we get there and nothing happens?
We have brought equipment to conduct readings upon it.
What? On a building?
Well, we don't know what it is, do we?
It's a building. It seems pretty obvious to me.
I believe Baz is referring to the internal workings of the structure. Whether there are any signals coming from it. Perhaps an indication of electrical signature.
Yes, I know.
Then you'll know that we have to do this.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. fine.
Shh, you're safe. Everything's fine.
She's in shock. She's just sitting there.
Has she said anything?
Not a word.
Does she know about her arm yet?
Not being funny, mate, but it's pretty hard to miss, isn't it?
I think you should go in there and be with her, Val.
What? Why me?
Because you were there. You can be there for her.
I can't be emotional.
Look, just let her talk to you.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
Just be there for her. Just listen to her.
Fine.
You'll be fine, okay? Good luck.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm sorry, that's stupid. I tried to save you.
Nora looked up at me. Her expression was soft. She moved over and put her head in my lap.
We were parked on the edge of the forest by the dome for 3 hours. Nothing went in. Nothing went out. We've been through nearly every test we had and they all came up negative.
Anything on the rad detector?
Nothing.
Nothing. Again. This place is dead.
I saw the dogs come out of here. There has to be something in here. Something has to come up.
Why are you waiting here when nothing is happening? If you know how to get in, why don't you just go?
Because I want to be prepared before we actually attempt any kind of infiltration.
We have barely any food and no medical supplies. We need to get into this place and find and take what is in there.
And what if what is in there doesn't take too kindly to you taking their supplies?
There's nothing in there. Your scans show nothing. We have no proof that anything has come out of here, besides the fact that you said it did.
Stand down, Richard.
I don't answer to you, Metal Man.
No, you answer to me, and I'm telling you to stand down. Jeffrey, I want you to run the seismograph again, to make sure those readings were correct.
As you wish.
You know what? Fuck it.
Richard, no!
Richard grabbed the device we pulled out the dog and sprinted towards the door.
What does he think he's doing? How is this in any way a rational decision?
It's Richard. Rationality doesn't always come into play.
Well, we may as well use his brutal death for research purposes.
This isn't funny. He's going to get himself killed.
I was half expecting the ground to swallow him. He drew closer and closer, and still nothing happened. No alarm. No defences. Just silence.
I reached the other side out of breath. There was no attack. No response of any kind. Are you coming or what? Right. So this is a key. How do you turn this thing on?
No. Get yourself away from there.
It's fine. There's nothing. Let's take a look.
And with that, Richard disappeared into the dome.
He's such an idiot. I'm going after him.
There is so little data available on this structure. We would be going in blind. We cannot go in after him.
Then you stay here, but I can't leave him.
I was not prepared to allow Baz to enter the facility on his own. Despite it going directly against all that my programming told me was necessary for my data's survival, I followed him into the darkness.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it feels so good to be out in the open.
You still have to be careful. You could very easily tear open the wound.
I know. Thank you for looking after me, Liv.
You're welcome.
How's Nora doing?
She's still not said anything.
Is Val still in there?
Yeah, they're both sat in there. She's not even sleeping.
Why, though?
Well, she's been through a traumatic experience. We can't expect her to wake up and be the same old Nora.
You're right.
Probably won't be okay for... Quiet.
It's up ahead.
We need to go back.
No. Let's take a look.
Are you crazy?
We need to see how many there are. Get low.
We crawled closer to the biter. It was on the ground, thrashing and growling. Foam was coming out of its mouth.
What's it doing?
It's seizing.
I'm going to take it out.
No, wait!
That thing is going to call more of its kind.
I want to study that thing. If we find out more about them, we can defend ourselves against them. Just sever its spinal cord.
That's dark.
Just do it.
Fine. All right. That's it.
Great.
Richard?
He seems to have gone further ahead.
Oh, idiot. I could kill him. Can you turn on your torches? I can't see a thing.
Yes, of course.
We were in a dark cavern. It stretched out so far that neither of us could make out the end. Lining the walls were large metal doors, each of which had a control panel beside it. Look at these. Bring the light.
One would presume it controls the door.
Let's find out what's behind it then.
As the door slid open, lights illuminated a large figure.
A huge dog loomed over us. It took me a second to realise that it wasn't moving. It was being supported by a giant metal frame with wires and tubes going into it.
This must be where they store the dogs.
What are these little tubes?
They appear to be feeding directly into a biological heart.
Well, can we take this out of operation?
With pleasure. less pleasurable than initially anticipated.
Right, let's find Richard and get out of here.
Are there no lights in this bloody place? Shit! Finally! I hit the jackpot. I was in a huge med bay. The walls were stacked with drugs, bandaging, everything we needed.
Oh, they're gonna love this.
I didn't find much after that. I just wandered around a bit more and ran into Jeffrey and Baz.
Sorry, didn't mean to bother you there. Just cleaning, don't mind me.
Hi.
Wait, Richard!
How do you know my name?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Why not?
I've got very strict security protocols.
Right. What's your name?
I'm Stella, version 4 cleanliness drone at your service.
Nice to meet you. What are you doing here? Okay. Where is everyone, Stella?
Oh, they went a long time ago.
Why did they leave?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that either.
Why not?
Not allowed. Protocol.
Is there anyone else here, Stella?
Can't say.
Okay. Is there any information you do have? All right, show me.
Follow me.
Hey, how's it? Oh, wow.
Oh, get a hold of yourself. It's just a little dissection. You've seen worse.
Yeah, seen. Not a big fan of the smell, though.
That'd be the rot.
It's rotting already.
No, the skin's been rotting since before we got to it.
That's disgusting.
I don't think this is actually another species at all. I think it's human.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
Look at the brain.
Oh, come on, Liv.
Suck it up. Just look at it. It's a human brain, plus a whole lot of fungus.
Fungus?
Yeah, it's attached itself to the brain.
Wait, what? So the brain's rotting like the skin?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, the brain's healthy. It's a normal colour. The fungus is just leaching off of it. I think whatever this is, the fungus is the cause, not a side effect. You said they were on the ship?
Yeah. We found one of them dead. And a whole load of them chased us out of there. You didn't think that could be the crew?
Exactly. I think there was some massive shipboard exposure to this, and it went down.
Well, weren't we affected by this?
We were in the tanks. They couldn't get us.
I wonder how they got on board.
You may never know.
Hey guys, Nora wants to talk to you.
She's speaking?
Yeah, and I would hurry up.
Hey Nora.
How are you doing? Sorry, that was a stupid question.
We found one of those biters today. Liz's been dissecting it.
Maybe not the best topic of conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Why did you do it?
Do what?
Do what, Nora?
Why didn't you just let me die?
What?
Why didn't you just let me die?
We could save your life. So we did.
And did you never consider that maybe I don't want to live the rest of my life as some invalid?
Any life's better than no life at all.
That's rich.
Nora, we just wanted to keep
you... Go away.
Nora, please, you have
to... I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay, we'll go.
Hey, it's me, Zach. That was a rough one, I know. But if you kind of stick with me for a bit, we'll make you feel better, yeah? Have I mentioned that we have a Patreon? It's patreon.com/orphansaudio. We also have a Ko-fi and a merch store. And the links are in the show notes, you know that. You can come commiserate your wounds about that most recent episode on our Discord server. And, well, we are on all social media platforms at Orphans Audio. So, to take your mind off of that quite sad ending, perhaps I should recommend another show. We want to recommend that you listen to Vast Horizon. Vast Horizon is the latest show from Fool and Scholar, the amazing people behind Liberty and The White Vault. It's a sci-fi thriller, and we are loving it so far. If you like our show, we think you're going to like this one too. So, go check them out. This episode starred Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Declan Galpin, Gavin Richards, James Barbarossa, Elsie Gerling, oh, and Ruby Parker Harbert, of course. Not to forget Jody Stedman. Our assistant producer is Ella Watts. The art is by Laura Gerling, and the music is by James Barbarossa. Our sound assistant was Jody Stedman. Rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and on Podchaser. It would be a massive help for us. Thank you. Take care, and I hope you enjoy even more of The Orphans.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.